This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I have three children who all made it through college in recent years, and I'm reminded of something during this college graduation season. Once the diploma's in hand, that's when the questions about the real life of money start coming in earnest. So maybe as a graduation gift, more books? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell and I have a quick list here of money books new grads might find helpful. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
What's your first personal finance book you might share?
Burton Malkiel's A Random Walk Guide to Investing. And I know you like this one, David.
I love that one, but I remember the original, Random Walk Down Wall Street, which recommends you can't beat the market by picking stocks and maybe you're better off in index funds. It's a big, heavy book.
It is. And this is just short. It's simple. It's got 10 guideposts to manage your money well over a lifetime. So I would recommend it. I think that holds people up in good stead, but it distills that essence of the Random Walk Down Wall Street. As you say, a much longer book.
All right. Might give Beth Kobliner's Get a Financial Life. It's been around for years. She's reworked it about a year ago. There's that one.
Yes. And how about this one? Index Card. Why Personal Finance Doesn't Have to Be Complicated. It's by a University of Chicago social scientist, Harold Pollack. And in an interview, he said, all you need to know about finance, you could write down on an index card. Well, this is the internet age, so he was challenged to make good on his boast. He did it. And of course, it became an internet sensation, so they turned it into a book.
What's on the card? Stuff like, start saving now because compound interest is a miracle?
Pretty much along those lines. Save 20%. Index funds. Keep it simple.
All right. I see you have on the list Bogle's book. You know John Bogle, the venerable founder of the Vanguard Group.
I love John Bogle. I mean, he has done so much for the individual investor. So you could just pick one of his books. How about The Little Book of Common Sense Investing? And it is lots of common sense for the individual, not to line the pockets of Wall Street.
So for the graduating liberal arts person or artist, I have a slightly unusual one here. It's not personal finance per se. You know Elizabeth Gilbert, the Eat, Pray, Love author, she has a book called Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. It's how to live the life successfully of a creative person. And there are some practical lessons in there that some people might find useful.
I love that because in the end, all personal finance is about supporting the goals that you want to achieve in life.
All right. So when you're driving home from graduation, you can whip out this other pile of books and foist it upon your new graduate. Chris Farrell, the senior economics contributor to Marketplace. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.